Texas, Oklahoma, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and other states this past week just had to deal with miserable weather. Historically miserable weather. Stretch of bad weather brought with it a variety of problems, interruptions. They ranged from slowing down the transporting and receiving of COVID-19 vaccines to disastrous utility failures, especially in Texas. Millions of Texas residents were forced to spend days without power. All that finger-pointing isn't being bought, no matter how hard it's sold, or trying to be sold. This was just a complete failure of the Texas power system, which could have been worse, believe it or not. The electric, natural gas, coal systems crashed because they were never designed to withstand the historic cold weather. The alternative energy system, especially the wind turbines, they also seized from the ice. There were very few that kept working that had to be shut down because they were turning ice into frozen missiles as the turbines would spin and launch chunks of ice as they rotated. So from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, they said this past week that 16 gigawatts of renewable energy generation, mostly wind, was offline, and 30 gigawatts had been lost from gas, coal, nuclear energy. Just to give you an idea, because you've been hearing probably like I have different statistics. Well, renewable energy, that's only 10%. It's 50%. Well, no, it's actually two-third traditional or heritage energy and one-third renewable energy that Texas operates on. And speaking of renewable energy, one of the claims about it was that it could step in and take over when carbon-based energy sources shut down. That didn't work out that way, did it? In fact, this all reminded us when the equipment works, you can increase the output of carbon-based energy sources. They can't be done with wind or solar. Another ignored reality is that they're still trying to figure out how to save for long-term use the energy that's produced by wind and solar. Now, this is a close cousin to all this. What did GOP Senator Ted Cruz, who represents Texas, decide this was just the perfect time to do? Take a vacation in Cancun. Well, Cruz can use some R&R time. His knees must be simply killing him from all of his genuflecting in front of Donald Trump. Probably sore shoulders, too, from carrying Trump's baggage. And speaking of baggage, Cruz said he was going just for a few hours to do something to help his kids out with something down in Cancun. Just a few hours. Yet he was traveling. This was seen on video. He was traveling with a suitcase big enough to hold a Dominion voting machine. According to a text from Cruz's wife Heidi that the New York Times got a hold of, Ted and Heidi's original plan was to go to Cancun until this coming week. Well, their house was too cold with the power out. That is, the people that Ted, who's now gotten the nickname Flying Ted, and people he's supposed to serve were cold, in the dark, hungry, without water. Some have homes that are damaged, many destroyed, because the water pipes are freezing and exploding. All this has placed the focus on the various energy policies and announced goals by the Biden administration. Some say they'll create a path to the much-talked-about Green New Deal. Remember what that was all about? Well, in case you don't, we do have the actual documents of the plan on our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com.